So we're looking at the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Mem Hey. We start with Sif Katan Kuf Samaches. So we said these are the words that the Kohanim would move their bodies to the sides. Hadchem Pneim. So Vatam Shenogu Kain Kesh Tisbash Ad Abrochol Lachol Anoshim Shorim Nimitzideim. The reason why they turn, they want to make sure the bracha goes in all directions. Okay. Then the Rambam says the minhag that the marichim ben nigun elo hatevis, we extend these words. So they actually extended all seven of the words, not the last three. They extended all of the words. And how do they do it? So Mr. Burr is going to say that what Bir Lachman will mention, what we do nowadays is the Kohanim say the words, they finish the word, or they don't say the word at all yet, and they do a nigun, and then they say the word. What they did was, two things over here. First of all, you didn't say the Reddish Lachman in all of these six words, you only did it in three. But they would extend all of these words because they were doing this process of giving the bracha out to everybody. So Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Samachtes, Chasay Rabba B'Shem Chuvas Beis Yaakov. Ma'ashen Noigim L'Nagin Tevis V'Yishmerecho. They write V'Yishmera B'Loichov V'Achakachov. So V'Yishmera. You know, they continue with their song, and they would say, so that's wrong. They would be menagin the nigun after saying, leaving out the last syllable, and then they would say the cha sound at the chof at the end. The davke b'soif marach. You can only extend after you finish the word. If you extend it in the middle, you lose understanding of the word. And the Chazan also, when he says it over here specifically, but in general as well, I mean, but you know, that you know, he pauses to take a breath in the middle of the word, you lose your word. The feeling of you get a pause in the middle of the word, it loses the understanding of the word. Okay, so the Mirmo says Yivurechecho, Yishmerecho, Pono Belecho, Vichunecho. So okay, so that's the explanation why they were marich in those words, and that's why these are words which they would dafka, like their end of a thought, they would make sure that they move in all directions, make sure everybody's included. Even though there are three psukim, which contain three brachas, the kamokim b'chol bracha, if they answer yesh b'shtei brachas, each one has really two thoughts. Tani yirechecha Hashem bracha achas, v'yishmerecha bracha shniya. Yoyer Hashem pona v'lecha, yirechecha achas, v'chunecha bracha shniya. Yisra Hashem pona v'lecha, bracha achas, v'yishem lecha shalom, gam ken haba bracha achas. Okay, so that's the remote explanation. The Magen Ram calls it B'Tanish Ha'ivchem Panim Elo Tevis V'Shem Tchol Elo Tevis Heim L'Noicha. So these are the words which are written in the second person towards they're talking to the person, and so therefore we make sure that we're talking to everybody. Okay. Then we say the Rabban, like it says later on, B'Sho Shemarichim Menigo Natevis Shibusav Pesukim. Now, in the Ramah, we have the word ubisho. It sounds like you say it, like we said before, ubisho shorichim nigun. It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, it's called bisho. It takes out the vav, and we're explaining when do you say the ribayin, while the kana bring marich in the nigun of these words. In the old versions of the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't have the vav there. So you do it while they're being marach in the negative of these words. So the way they used to do it, like Mishra points out, is not how we do it. What they used to do it was they would say the word and they would extend the last syllable. Hainu b'shosh shemarichim and nigun havaris ois achrona shalotevu. They say yishmerech. That was part of the chah, right? Sound. That's how they would do it. Okay. Aloy be'ishamer matevu. You can't say the tefillah while they're saying the word. Why? Because you have to listen to what the Kohen is saying. That's also relevant, let's say, for people like me who take the Kohanim never seem to give enough time for people like me to finish the paragraph. So if you're saying the paragraph and the Kohanim say Bishmarecha, you have to pause and listen to the word. And that's it. You stop and you're done. You can't continue while they're saying the words of the Barucha. Now the Mrs. the marker should not say the burner. Here is Shlitz Ibrahim Ispalo. So it is. If the one who's being makra is the shatz, Pshita Shlo Yerma Haribon, he can't say the burner. Davi Hefzik Betfilo. That for him is considered a Hefzik. Elafilo Shlitz Ibrahim Kayin Makra Ha Makra. We said before, if there are scenarios where somebody else would be the one who's makra. One example of that was if the shatz is a Kayin. So according to the minhag that he doesn't duchen, so he doesn't duchen, but on the other hand, he should not be the makra. So even so, he says there's no issue that the makra is not the chazan, not the shatz. So he has no issue of hefsik. Still, gam ken lo yomer makra hariboyin. We don't want him to say the paragraph of the tefillah. Shemit titarav daiter will yuchal lachzer b'lahakras. So we're afraid because he will get focused on that, distracted, and not be able to start being makra the next word. Miu, if that's the issue, la'achar shehikru lefneim teva shalom, the last time around, he has no more words to say. Os yuchalor mehoribon, desu laka chashash teteruf, do'enu mesayim, birchash tim shalom rakash yitzibri. He doesn't have to go back. So we had that the issue of the chazan answering a main. We're afraid that we tell him not to answer a main, but if he can be moved up to be chazan l'tefillah. So that's relevant by shalom also. He can't say amen because he has to start seeing shalom. Unless he's moved up, he'll be able to do it. But over here, the makar was somebody else. He doesn't have it. He's done. His job is done. He was makar the word shalom. And now we can let him say the reborn. Rachel Sheikh Tibur. Therefore, Kosev is tied only to the din name of Duchen. If you're Duchen, now I want to point out over here the Bir Halacha.
Kohanim don't go up to the
case of the Kohanim,
where there are no Kohanim.
Correct. So the Bir Halacha over here says. Now, so the way the Shulchan Aruch presented it was they would actually say the word and then there would be Marach and Nigan after the last syllable. I'm Shabbat Rabbi Medina Seinu, Zatabir Allah Chunoigim, Hakol Lerma Haribern, Acha Kriya Samakra, Tevach Rana Shal Kaposik. V'kahanim Shoyskim Oz Oymanagna. So the Makra would be Makra the word. The Kahanim would not say the word yet. The Kahanim either would be quiet then, this is 1 minute, they would just be quiet while everybody's saying the Tefillah. Or they would sing. Then the Kohanim would say the word after everybody finished saying the tefillah, or most people. So the way the Shulchan Aruch is presented over here, they're being marked the last syllable of the word, so they really should be listening, not saying. But over here, no problem. Nobody's saying anything, so they can say their tefillah. But there's a different problem. The Yesh Hefzik Ben Kriyas HaMakra L'Miras HaKahanim. In the Chatkila, we don't interrupt in the middle of something that we're doing, the time it takes to complete the whole thing. Now, the nigun takes much longer than saying the words of Berachos Kohanim. Now, Zadim Shabura, I'll tell you a chiddush. I could argue the following: Bishlam Kishman Nagnim. After the, I will make a suggestion and say after The gamzeb hu bechlala tzcholas emir satayim. It's like you're studying the word. It's like an introduction to the word. Okay. Now, the truth is, even that, he only says it as an efsher. You know, we could theoretically argue that that's true, and therefore maybe that's not a problem. Okay, maybe yeah, maybe no. But if they're quiet, for sure that's a problem. The kana can't start. I should take a table and pee a marker until the marker finishes saying it. Furthermore, besides the hefsek issue, they're supposed to respond immediately to the makra. Now, be'emes, haloi mavur b'kama rishanim, the tama kriyas ha-makra, who shalayitu, why do we do it? Because this is where the kanam will get confused. So if you respond immediately, fine. But if you have to remember, you know, it's very easy for a kohen by mistake after he's been singing over there for a little bit to forget what we're supposed to say. So here, the Mishabura is putting his imprimatur about that you should say it quickly. Right. So where is it? Like you said, where does the Mishabura say that you're supposed to say a tefillah quickly and not? Here's the makor.
Who's supposed to say what quickly?
The tzibur. People who say the mishalom, yeah. Okay. Fine. Now let's go back to the mishaburas. So the mishabura, the ramah at the end of it here said, you cannot be mishdamish with the kohen because it's like being mael behekdish. Go find out. Shrei number of vikid ashtoi. Plus it says that v'kid ashtoyu ki eslechem elokecha hu makriv. You have to make him holy. You have to deal with him in a holy way. And the more I learned out, that's the most source of the lacha that the kohen is pesach rishon and his mevorach rishon. We give magic to the kohen and we give him the first aliyah. So v'kid ashtoyu, you have to deal with him in a way of kedusha. Okay, ki eslechem elokecha hu makriv. His kedusha creates dinim on him. That's why he can't marry grusha, and he's also dinim tamal meisim. So it also is mechayev us to deal with him with kedusha. The Rambam says, if he's moichel, it's fine. Kuvayne avli mochal mutter. Okay. Zot mishabura why? Shekavan a kahuna, kol nitech rishon a little mona yafer rishon ukedayim amidvar mshalom echiyav lechavan. We have to give the kohen the first rights. Nitalem rakla hanosim, it was given to them for their benefit. Fechabiyad olimcha b'litim reshus yisrael yishtamish boi. So if it's there for their benefit, they have a right to say we don't want it. Okay. V'yesh misharmer sheniyach olitim reshus yishtamish boi. He can only do this if he now is replacing it with he has a reason why he's doing it. Not some I look at kuhuna as not so important, and I want to let you do it. No, it's important, but I have a benefit. So I'll be moichel. What's the benefit? Kigan biskar, he'll get money. Or I feel a bechinam lodim choshem shuchav et hasham shav and hanem izet. I would like to be zoichet to serve the Rosh Hashiva, the God of Ador. So I get benefit from it. So why is that? The covered yuchalimcho. So the kohen has the right to say, "I don't give mention to somebody else." That wouldn't have a problem with, because that's an issue of giving him covered. He's right to be mechal his covered. But here it's more than just an issue of covered. Being mashavish with him moves into the area you're lowering him, right? Over there, he's just saying, you're making me above and beyond, you know, I'm equal. But here, this is not your equal, you're putting him lower. You're being mishamish with him. So, kovad yachulim cholot, bet shimash inyan shall be zoyin hum. Okay? But shimash is more than, it's worse than that. And therefore, mechila would only work if there's some valid reason why the kohen feels that he's getting something out of it. So, he has a benefit, so he has right to be mod. It says it's would be proper not to do that. But however, to use him for a service which is actually mavuza intrinsically, he's cleaning the house, etc. But that a person should be machmer not to do that. So an interesting question. Let's say, for example, you have a kohen as a doctor. Getting around all the issues of how a kohen can become a doctor, right? But a kohen is a doctor. Sometimes taking care of a patient means you're doing sheiris bezuyas, you clean a patient, you know, etc. Would you be allowed to do that? So, some reading in the Mishnah Berurah sounds like the kohen that you can't, even in the case where he's getting benefit, right? So, the Lashon Mishnah Berurah is not saying that. He's saying, if he's getting schar, or he's doing it for an adam choshev, so then that's okay. Right? But if he's not, then that's not acceptable. And therefore, by shimush, any shimush, it's totally machmel chavchila. And by any, and a shimush, which is bizoyan, definitely you must be bizoyer not to do it unless you're getting scar or it's going to be sitting on the carpet. So he's taking care of the, remember the shiva, you know, towards the and it wasn't well, right? So Baruch used to take him to the mikvah. So, I mean, that's, you know, it's some element of Yeshima Shibizoyan, you know, carrying a person, you know, helping them down, but it's for the Gadol Dor, you know, you talk. So the Kohen can do that as well.
What Rosh Hashanah?
My Rosh Hashanah. Now, so that would mean, so a doctor is doing it because a doctor is doing it, or, you know, you'd have a male nurse who's doing it, and you know that's his part also. So now that's because he's getting hanah from it, then that would not be a problem. There is a Magen Ram which says the Shari Tshuva, the Be'er Heta, where it quotes the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva argues that nowadays we're not fully bekiyim in Yichus Kahuna. And that's why we're not so careful nowadays. We're not careful about Kedushas Kayin. And he brings to the Knesset Yechezkel, responded to that. He said, Chas HaShalom, we should be Metzilaz al Yichus HaKuna B'Zman HaZeh. So you're basically saying, you know, we don't really know the Kohanim, so we make all that. That's we shouldn't say such a statement. Yes, that is true that we don't have a clear, many Kohanim don't have a clear, but they have a Messiah in their family, so they have a right to, you know, at least for their Bonans. We have a chiyuv to deal with them as if they're Kohanim. You can't. We wouldn't necessarily let them eat truma deraisa based on that. But otherwise, so the Knesset Yecheskel was strongly responded strongly that that's considered being motzi laz to say that. Fine. Simon Kuf Chaf Tess.
Being motzi laz to say we have no kohanim or
not. You're being motzi laz in this card and you're saying that his yichus is not valid. So you're creating, by doing that, you're creating you're saying we allowed him to establish them because I'm not really sure you're a kohen. You're undermining his status of kahuna, which you shouldn't. Ain't the siskapayim ela b'sharchus u'musav. We do the siskapayim b'sharchus u'musav. And we mentioned Ubenila, B'yam Shesh Benila. We mentioned on Yom Kippur, for example, there's a Nila, the Nuchanim by Nila, Kwan B'yam Kippurim. Avala B'mincha. And they were not Masakana by Mincha. Okay. Mishum the Shchicha Shichus Bo'is Yisho. Since that point in time, people have been able to drink. So Shema Yehe Karin Shikr. And whenever the Karin will be Shikr, and he will do Rechus Kanim then, which is. He's doing something which is also to do. Therefore, because of a mincha shaltainis, also a minchas shar yamim. Therefore, they're geyser that they can't. They will not be nesek kapayim even by mincha natainis because of mincha in general. Now, Al Matanis Sheyesh Shein Banila, but an Atanis which doesn't have a Nila Tfila, then the whole Tilis HaMincha Tzomach L'Shkiyas HaChama. Mincha, usually they would say it much later in the day. Hidarma L'Tfilas Nila Benim Mischa Nelefes B'Mincha Shashar Yom. So I'm not sure the Metzias exactly. So the a regular Tainus, I mean, the Gemara does mention there were Tadesim, which Chazal, when they instituted for the purposes of lack of rain, you know, severe drought. So there were Nilas in those Tadesim, which were the full Tadesim, would have a Nila. We don't do that, and we don't have a Nila. But the point that Mishabur is saying is that but what would come out is they would say mincha towards the end of the day, as opposed to earlier in the day on those days. So that mincha was more diamond to a ne'ilah tefillah than the regular mincha. So really, there's no problem with shichrus right now. It's only because you will confuse this with the regular mincha. Well, you won't, because you see it was done differently. So he diamond tefillah ne'ilah. Veda mischalef is mincha shalshar yamim. Hil yesh bo nasiyas kapayim. So Kard the Machaber, they would do Nesias Kapayim by Mincha on the Tainus as well. So even though once that's true, even if we ended up by Mincha on Tainus doing it earlier in the day, but they were sakim, they said that Nesias Kapayim should be done by Mincha on the Tainus. Now, interesting question is that a Kayan is not well and he's not fasting. So the whole argument is since he's fasting, he can't become shikr. So therefore, there's no concern. But this kind, and not the kind was shikr, but we don't want to have them duchen in a time where shikr would be possible. You'd end up with the kind duchening when he's shikr. We let no kind duchen them. This kind, if he knows he wasn't nishtaker, the gzera to other kahanim doesn't apply to him. The other kahanim are going to be fasting, so therefore it would be mutter for this kohen to be nesek kapayim, even though even though he ate fine. Doctor Amoa, a minik shalom according to Parley Abba Simchul Chavches that they were not the only duchen on the regals. So therefore, this whole conversation about when you say duchening by mincha on a tainus would become irrelevant because they didn't duchen. The only example would now pashas, but on Yom Kippur they would duchen. Which is what the meaning are. So where they do duchen,
Nila.
They duchen by shachris, by musaf, by nila, not by mincha. So, but what it would accomplish for us is when you say lekenu lekavaseinu. So we say, okay, well, the said by Shachar, not by Mincha. Except for the Tais, we said by Mincha as well. According to this Keshbin, they would not say, okay, well, the said by Mincha and Yom Kippur. Which, the Mice, I think the meaning is to yes, say it. And I have to tell you, I'm not sure exactly why. Okay.
Neila the Shleach Tzibur says, okay, well, the said by too.
Well, that makes sense because Elokeinu L'Seinu is said by the Shach on the times where they were duchen. So since they were duchen by Shachris, by Musaf, by Ne'ilah,
in Eretz Yisrael and by the Sfarad,
right. So therefore, we don't necessarily duchen all those times, but we do. We only duchen by Musaf because, like you said before, that's general. That's the time when people are happier. So we only took him. So and Yom Kippur, we there is a simcha. Why dafka musaf? It's hard to explain. Yom Kippur, but that's what we do.
Why dafka musaf?
Right. There was according to the Ramah, the Ramah says, listen, it's a dafka.
Do we really have the kohanim duchen?
Yeah. Sure. Stop. The Ramah said. The Ramah said we do a dafka on Yom Kippur because you're happy. And Yom Kippur, what are you happy about? You're fasting, right? You're happy because you got a kippur kabbardus. Good. Why dafka by musaf out of regal? Because it's almost end of davening. Okay, now you come to Yom Kippur, right? So that can't be the explanation, because there's no meal after the point. It's almost davening. Then the meal comes afterwards. There's no meal over here. So you're saying that the simcha Yom Kippur makes sense that we duchen. But when should you duchen Yom Kippur? Why shouldn't we duchen all three times? What's the mile of musaf? either
all four times.
No, but well, you no that's the Shulchan Aruch saying over here. In the case if you have a neil, you don't do it by mincha.
Three times shachris musaf and neil.
We shabbos shachris musaf and neil. That's what we should do. So why do you say? So we don't do that. Okay, good. So we say l'kedem l'kedem l'sedo by nilo. We say l'kedem l'sedo by shachris. Why do we say by mincha? Because they wouldn't do it by mincha on Yom Kippur. So I don't know. Okay. I guess that's the Ramah, the next sif. I forgot the Ramah. Good. Let's see the piece already. We might as well want to finish it off. Kain she'over all of the duchim yom kippur b'mincha. So he went up in mincha as well. So even though we say your girls are mincha, atu mincha in general, kibush adav yidu shein sham shichris, raise the noise as kapov, v'emarid nosoi, v'mnei chashad, sh'yom apostol hu, v'chein haridu. Once he goes up, you can't pull him down. Because people say take him down because of psul. Shichris, there isn't. People won't understand it because there's a gzeira to other minchas, etc. So so once he's up, you can't come down. So the Rambam, Abba Chakar, Mincha, Bar Yom Kippur, Abba Kedem, Abba Kedem, Seinu, Abba Gav, the Ein Roilin, is his Kapayim. Why? We come back, Hoyal, Ve'im, Ola, Lo Yerid, Mikri Roi, Ksas Roi, Abba Chay Noig, Men, Din, Seil, Abba Shi, Yesh Chaychem. Even though some people say that you not say, Abba Kedem, Abba Kedem, Abba Kedem, Abba Mincha, and Yom Kippur, but we do it because the mice, it is some elements that is roy for the Nesis Kapayim. I forgot this one more. Okay, good. Let's see. Zatim Mishra Baru. So cut an aleph. So cut an aleph. El B'Shachris Musa B'Nilo. Hainal B'Chol. B'Chol Yom B'Shachris. Karna Shachanor, they did every day, so that would be at B'Shachris. B'Shabbos and Yomtev, Gab and Musa. They would do B'Shachris and Musa. At Shabbos and Yomtev. We have a Kippurim. B'shachris Musa, but Gam b'Tfilas Ne'ilu. B'hu k'shu da'in yom. It has to be daytime for them to able to tochim because it has to be like a void.
Why not Shachris not Musa and Shabbos not Yom Tov?
Shachris and Musa. Shabbos and Yom Tov. B'yom sheish b'Ne'ilu. Hanu b'metanesim hamu vore b'kamam. According to the Shulchan Aruch, yes. Hanab the Nasim and Mavorim the Kamam and Simon Tuf Kufayan Tess. Shidim Rabbana Behem Tvilas Nila Kamayim Yom Kippur. So there were Tanasim which Chazal instituted because of severe situations. They would have all the Chumras of like Tisha B'Av, etc. And they also added a Tvilas Nila. But Mincha on a weekday, we did not do that because of Shichris. And then we were Geyser on Tanasim due to, let's say, Yom Kippur. Due to the mincha in general, Shemi Yekar and Shikur, Sheni Shtaker Bisudasa, he would become drunk in his meal. The Shikur also says Kapayim, he can't tuchen. Now, Basim Kuvaches Lamet Ches. Hashem B'Musav LaGosu. Why are we worried by Musav? Before Shachar, you can't eat. So obviously, you can't drink. You can't drink Masha Mashaker. Can't drink alcohol beverages. So Shachar, we're good. Musaf, person can eat before Musaf. He makes kiddush, he can eat before Musaf. The kima of the also lisoid sudas kava kana Musaf kima batima ba'alma. K'morav b'shemun rush peivav sifkim. Yet lekalemeches the shichrus. But even so, that you can eat before Musaf. There's a limit. You can't eat what's called a sudas kava. You can't eat more than a sudas haroi, which is up to a kibay of bread, but not more than that. A person could actually finish Daven Shachris, say Kiddush, eat up to and including a kebay of bread, not more, and some other items, and bench, and they go Daven Musa, that'd be Mutu. But it's not a Sudas Kava, which we're, so in a, usually in Sudas Aroi, they would not drink wine and become Shikr. If he did, he did. But in general, they wouldn't do that. Fine. So I once saw a shul. You know, so most commonly shows that the Sinsim Chester, a lot of shuls have after Shachris, they duchen by Shachris and not by Musav because they're going to have a Kiddush before Hakafas. People want to be able to drink during Hakafas, so they have a Kiddush. So then there's a chashash a person would drink mashka mashaker. Pashas, according to this, you wouldn't have that problem. I was once in a shul, which that's what they did. They duchened by musaf, even though they made a kiddush. And they quoted this Mishnah Berurah that by before musaf, we were in geyser, because in general, a person would not drink mashka mashaker during a suda sarroi.
But if someone did drink, in fact,
he can't duchen.
But they would duchen their musaf and telekone them not to.
Right. Because they didn't put out anything unless the person would bring his own, you know. Now, I mean, economy, the shuls which were feared dying to do duchen by chakras because they knew the kind would actually drink. So they had a practical issue. Right? No. Now, by tainus, there regards to mincha shal tainus because of mincha shal yamin. But again, we're going to say in a second, but the case where there's no ni'ila, the mincha functions like the Yilan Yuduchen by the Mincha Anatinus. So it means every Mincha Batinus, which has a Nila. So the Nila Yuduchen. The Mincha, regards to this Mincha, to Mincha general, and then you don't do it. Hanashatanus Shibur, Shesh bin Hem Nila. Hanal, or Yisha Yom Kippurim. So that regards to that Mincha of Yom Kippur and these other Tanesim, out to the Mincha general. Out to Mincha, Mincha's, the Mincha of Chal. So since there's nila, which you're supposed to finish before, you know, at least start before shkia, or, you know, you start when it's like, you know, moving towards the end of the day, so you have that mincha earlier. You're forced to that mincha earlier. Okay, the hashlan mincha nila kadam shkia secham. Mechlevens hibem mincha shashayomim sheinoigim gam ken nispar lo boi layom gadol. They would have mincha early in general. Why would they do that earlier? Because they shall roitzim lechol acher kach. Because they wanted to eat, so they wanted to eat in the daylight because they didn't have artificial lights. So they would want to take advantage of the daylight. So they wanted to eat towards the evening, but you can't eat before mincha. You can't make a meal before mincha. So therefore, they daven earlier. Now, there'll be two sheets over the Rishlam Beis. Is it only the Isser is only a very large fancy meal like a chasna, or even any meal? We're afraid the person will eat and get involved with eating and forget the daven mincha. Right. So according to that sheet, for sure we would have to daven mincha earlier to allow us to have the meal afterwards. So regards to mincha, that's what they used to mincha earlier. And Yom Kippur, mincha is forced to be earlier as well because of nila. When nila goes to shayamim, the feet delekha to the nila kiyim betinus. But you can't make yours nila to shayamim because there's no parallel by shayamim. But let's say now, however, in a tinus where there's no nila, so no reason to have mincha earlier. They can have mincha later. The whole goal is to have mincha to be able to have a meal afterwards. They can't eat. It's still daytime. The tainus, shem and nila. How to clarify about today, 10 years, besemet Esther. So the four tainus which we have, which are connected to the churban abayas and tainus Esther, they don't have ni'ila. Same with Abin Chaleder, some of the shkiz of Chav. Shem and Hagam, la'achara, some of the shkiz, they would do it towards, all the way towards the end of the day. So then it's like ni'ila, and you can read us a kapayim. Minishalalu is Ritzalarmer. Shainas Kapayim, Klavim, and Nasetal Bechalim and Sashanim. We don't do the rest of the year. Rakyam and Taibim. Therefore, this whole conversation is irrelevant to discuss by Tanesim. And by even on the Shabbos, the Anyantim itself, Gamz and Rak Matilas Musiv, not by Shachos as well. Abakamakam called in, and not by Neely either. But called in in his current, but Sivzad, Nig Nafkin, Gamli Didan, Lian Amiris, Elokan, 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 So once we need to know when is the right time for duchening to know when we're going to say lekeinu v'lekeinu v'seinu. Task should never get dua. People don't realize that the problem over here is that there's no chashash of shikris. It's not because there's actual chashash of shikris. It's people will confuse it. If you can duchen now, you'll think you can duchen during the week. And that's going to be a problem. Because now it's a problem. So, but Mikra, then there's nothing wrong with duchening right now. So we will let him stay there. Amincha shal shayomi af im ola yerid. If a kohen will go up to the duchen by weekday mincha, we tell him, sorry, you have to go down. So we say, okay, we said, because the mice is ksas roi. Kamokam ha-masanam al-chatsoyis mishpal ha-mincha, kamer ha-shashonam ha-chadayim. That's all talking about that the people are fasting the whole day, so there's no chashash of shikris. The case where it's possible, they're gonna fast a half day, wait till the mincha gedolah, daven mincha, and then go eat. So even though they haven't eaten yet. But over here, the Maisa...
You are really supposed to fast part of the day on Erev Rosh Hashanah, aren't you?
Correct. The Maisa, maybe, you know, since after Chatzos is finished, maybe some people would drink then, or maybe they did things drink then, so definitely we couldn't allow it. And therefore, where there's no reason, we would not allow Duchening, and therefore you don't feel the Kedem, but the Kedem, but the Kedem.